Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur. Don't forget to click on the Daf option to see today's Tosfos marked using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We now turn back to Daf Yud Aleph Omid Aleph to learn the Tosfos. The opening Tosfos on the top of the page, Shenemar Bohen Pe'er. The Gemara at this point had been discussing the Ovel as being Chayev in all mitzvahs of the Torah, with the exception made regarding the Tefillin. Shenemar Bohen Pe'er, the Tosfos says, Pirush Rashi, V'Ovel Me'ulo Be'ofar. The Ovel is covered in dirt, in ash. The Ovel Me'ulo Be'afor Kano, the Ein Noel Loses Pe'er Tachas Efer. Since his head has ash on it as a sign of mourning, it's not fitting, it's not pleasant, not fitting to have tefillin, which are called Pe'er, something glorified, where there is ash. The Im Tomar Lomali Hai Taimo, you might ask, why do I need that reason? Tepuk lay, why not learn it out mida Omar li Yecheskel, from the fact that the prophet Yecheskel was told by the Almighty when he, Yecheskel, was a mourner, Pe'ercha chavushalecha, your pe'er, and we said pe'er is a reference to tefillin. So in the pasuk it speaks in the possessive, your tefillin are upon you. Michlal de lekule alma osir. We can infer from that for everyone else it's forbidden. So, being that the pasuk in Yecheskel pe'ercha chovashalecha would be sufficient for learning that only Yecheskel, who was a mourner, wears tefillin, but other mourners do not, wouldn't that be a sufficient source for the prohibition of an ovel wearing tefillin? The tiretz asar mikutzi. We call this answer number one. The Tzorach Taimo Shel Rashi, we need the reason given by Rashi of him being covered in ash. Ki hechi the lo nelif shar mitzvos mi tefillin mikal v'chomer, so as not to learn an exemption with regard to other mitzvos through a kal v'chomer type logic. In other words, if I didn't have Rashi's reason, and I just had the pasuk which says to Yecheskel, your tefillin are upon you, and then I would have inferred other people do not wear tefillin, I would have said tefillin, which is such an important mitzvah, and yet the ovel is exempt, so let us exempt him from all other kinds of mitzvahs. Therefore, when you understand that the exemption of tefillin is because of the ash on one's head, you then learn that it's an exemption restricted to tefillin, and from which I won't conclude anything regarding other mitzvahs. I won't conclude exemptions from other mitzvahs with regard to the mourner. Inami, tzorach taimo de Rashi, l'chaivo b'tefillin l'achar yoyim rishon. Another reason that Rashi's reason is necessary is to obligate the mourner in wearing tefillin after his first day of mourning. The lo shayach mo'lo b'ofer karno, Elo b'yoyim rishon dafka. This idea of having ash on the mourner having ash on his head, that's something that has relevance only for the first day. That's as soon as as there is a burial, and and ash is placed on his head. That's something that lasts for one day. And beyond that, though, the mourner who's mourning for a period of 7 days, he is obligated to perform mitzvah tefillin. The next Tosfos, Toni Rav Yecheskel, Osa Kebeis Shammai Osa, Rav Yosef Omar Osa Kebeis Shammai Lo Osa V'lo Klum. We had learned regarding those who practice, regarding one's positioning himself in the morning and the evening Kriyat Shema recitation, we saw different approaches for one who does like Beis Shammai. Rav Yecheskel said, if you go like Beis Shammai, you have fulfilled your requirements, and Rav Yosef says that if you go like Beis Shammai, you have done nothing. You haven't performed the mitzvah. The Im Toimar Pshita, the Ein Halacha Kamosan, you might say, as far as Rav Yosef says that If you go like Beishami, you've done nothing. That would be obvious. As we mentioned in our Gemara section, that when you have a machlukis Beishami's Hillel, Beishami is a non. We'll call it a non-starter, where it's certainly it's not an opinion that one has to reckon with. It's a well-known, accepted approach to halacha. Therefore, for Rav Yosef to tell me that if you go like Beis Shammai, you haven't done anything, that's obvious. The Yesh Lomar. Tosfos explains that it's not so obvious. Hoyu u'Beis Shammai machmirin al ha'odom tvei mi'Beis Hillel. Since Beis Shammai's approach is more stringent than the approach of Beis Hillel, they dictate how one is to position himself at the respective hours. Lo shayich lo mapshita. You can't say regarding that, oh, it's obvious we're not going to go like Beis Shammai. Deha de also ke Beis Shammai lo also velo klum. That which we understand that one who goes like Beis Shammai, he's done nothing. Hainu hecha de Beis Shammai mekilin u Beis Hillel machmirin. That's where Beis Shammai is of a lenient approach and Beis Hillel is stringent. Aval hocha be kriyashma. But in the case of Kriyat Shema, lo pasli Beis Hillel divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel doesn't reject Beis Shammai's approach, meaning that in the evening, if one happens to be reclining, Beis Hillel says that's a legitimate way to do Kriyat Shema. In other words, that which Beis Shammai insists on, Beis Hillel agrees that that's an okay way. Therefore, it's not for us to say pshita, that it's obvious, and therefore it is important for Rav Yosef to tell us that even though Beis Shammai happens to be a stringent opinion, nevertheless, one is not to follow him. And as we saw in the Gemara, that would be manifest primarily in a case, or specifically in a case that someone in the evening, for example, had been standing, and when the Zman of Kriyat Shema comes, he deliberately reclines. Avol Tema. Still, there is a question. Im kein mai ma maisi misuka v'chule lo kiyamto mitzvah suka v'chule. In the Gemara, we had learned that to back up Rav Yosef, that also kedivrei Shammai lo so klum, the story of Rabbi Yochanan HaChoranis and the members of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel went to visit him. The Beis Shammai people were saying that Rabbi Yochanan was told, since he had his table in the house, if you behave thusly, you have not been mekayim sukkah ever. Upiresh Rashi, the chihechi de mishaoso kebeis hillel lo oso v'lo klum lebeis Shammai, just like we saw in Sukkah, that one who follows the ways of Beis Hillel according or through the eyes of Beis Shammai, he has done nothing. Af ha'oisuk Beis Shammai, with regard to our topic of Kriyat Shema, so to one who does like Beis Shammai, lo osu v'lo klum l'Beis Hillel. Tosfos now asks, umai ka medame? How can you draw conclusions from one to the other? How can you compare the topics of Sukkah to the topic of Kriyat Shema? Hosam, in the case of Sukkah, pasli Beis Shammai legamri ma demachshiri Beis Hillel. They are diametrically opposed opinions. Namely, Beis Shammai discounts completely, declares null and void completely, that which Beis Hillel approves of. Aval hocha, kora kriyas shma ke Beis Shammai li de Beis Hillel yotza. Here, if one were to read the kriyas shma like Beis Shammai, in other words, reclining in the evening, according to Beis Hillel, that's okay. In other words, Beis Hillel approves of Beis Shammai with regard to kriyas shma, so that there's a lack of parallel. In the case of Sukkah, Beis Shammai totally rejects the Beis Hillel approach. In the case of Kriyat Shema, Beis Hillel, who was being parallel to Beis Shammai in Sukkah, Beis Hillel approves of the approach of Beis Shammai. So how can you conclude or use the sukkah example to derive the Kriyat Shema approach. Al kochach pirish or al kain pirish harav Shmaya. The Komedama Hochi, Rav Shmaya explains that the comparison in the Gemara is as follows. Mideka Omar lo kiyamta, from the fact that Beis Shammai said, lo kiyamta, you, Rav Yochanan Churanis, have not fulfilled Sukkah. Afagav de min hadin yotza, even though by letter of the law, he did fulfill Sukkah. Sharei barosha veruba besukkah, eino asur. If his head and torso are in the sukkah, that which Beis Shammai said, no good, but it ain't no usur, it's not something forbidden to do, it's not forbidden to sit in the sukkah that way. Elogzeira shemo yimoshech achar shulchano. The fear, it's only a matter of fear that you might lean over in order to eat following the table which is in the house. Well, ki hai gavno gabi kriyashma, similarly with regard to kriyashma, apagav de min hadin yotza b'dieved, by letter of the law, someone who reclines in the evening to say kriyashma, one min hadin, by letter of the law, one who reclines in the evening to say kriyashma fulfills his requirement. Kevon de lebeis hillo ein nachon. Since, according to Beis Hillel, it's not the right thing to do, it's not the expected thing to do, as the Mishnah says regarding Rabbi Tarfon, that who reclined to say the evening Kriyat Shema, im osa kebeis shamai le Beis Hillel, if you were to do that, follow the Beis Shammai way according to Beis Hillel, well also velo klum. So what's the point over here? There is a parallel. In the case of Sukkah, you were dealing with a situation of behavior that by letter of the law was okay, and yet they said you haven't fulfilled anything. So too in the case of Kriyat Shema, you're dealing with a type of behavior which by letter of the law is okay, but Beis Hillel doesn't expect that to take place. So too, we will say lo osa v'lo klum. Achas aruko v'achas ktsar. This was in the Mishnah where we had been taught regarding the Birchas Kriyat Shema. The Mishnah, now according to Rashi, after the Mishnah said in the evening you say two brachas before and two brachas afterwards, Rashi's pshat was that one of the two following brachas are long and the other one is short. Pirush, now the Tosfos. Pirush Rashi, Aruka, Emes Vemuna. The long post-evening Kriyat Shema bracha is Emes Vemuna. Ktsara is Hashkivenu. There is a number of questions that Tosfos raises, and we've illustrated that with these triangles. The Tema. The Hashkivenu Nami, Aruka Harbe, the text of Hashkivenu is not a short bracha. It's quite a few words are there. The Teda, Midolo, Kochoshiv, Lo, Betosefta, Bahadi Aksaros. In the Tosefta, in the Brises, there is a list of brachos Kitsaros, short brachas. And Hashkivenu is not mentioned. So how is it that you're going to explain the Mishnah that says Achas Kitsaros, a reference to Hashkivenu? The Oid, Palmim Shemarifin Harbe, but Tosefes Kemo or Yom Honef. There are texts that, especially during holidays, which many of us don't practice, but it was a tradition, and there are some places that it continues to this day, where texts are added to the existing text, so that or Yom Honef is a reference to a passage that's added. On certain holidays, passages are added. This is an example of a passage that's added to the Hashkivenu, so that the Hashkivenu becomes actually a long text. The Oid, Emes Ve'emuna, Pomim Shemekatsrin Bo Oid. The Emes Ve'emuna, which Rashi described as the long one, no, in fact, at times it is quite abbreviated. Kinamrim Lekamon According to the opinion, which is something we haven't learned yet in our Masechta, but it will come up later, that one does not say the Parsha of Tzitzis in the evening, so that he says the first two paragraphs of Kriya Shema, since nighttime is not a time for the mitzvah of Tzitzis, so there's no need to say that Parsha. And that's in Perek Hoyakore, in the second Perek of this Masechta, the next Perek. So what happens? In effect, when you finish the first two paragraphs of Kriya Shema, there's a relatively short text that is used so as to make mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim that otherwise is contained in the third paragraph, but I'm not going to be saying it. But whatever the case is, it's an abbreviated text which comes in place of the Emes Vemuna text, a very short text. So how can Rashi say that the Achas Aruka is a reference to Emes Vemuna? V'nir l'Rabbeinu Tam T'hakol Koi Emes Vemuna. The expression Achas Aruka V'Asketzora is not making any reference to Hashkivenu whatsoever. And the term Achas and Achas is not a reference to two separate brachas, as Tosfos will explain. That once again, Ta'kol Koi A'emes V'emuna Achas Aruka V'Achas Ketzora Klomar Bein Yarich Bo Bein Yekatzer Bo Kedel Kamon. The Mishnah is saying that there are two brachas before and two brachas after the Kriya Shema of the evening. And then, in focusing on Emes V'Emuna, the Mishnah is saying whether you make it long or you make it short. Whether you make it, the bracha of Emes V'Emuna, long or you make it short. The idea of making it short, we just saw Tosfos explain when according to the Manda Omar, that you don't say Parshas Tzitzis in the evening. Now, in this expression of Achas Aruka Achas Tzora means Achas Achas. How are we translating that now? We're saying whether it be like this or like that. So Tosfos now says V'chein Ashkachna Hosam. We find a similar language in other places. For example, the Gemara in Yevama says Achas Arusos V'Achas Nesuos Achas Busulos V'Achas Bulos. Which, in that case, it's not necessary, it's not itemizing different women, but it's saying whether the women are arusas or they are nesuas, whether they be like this or like that. So this is a legitimate, or a type of loshon that has precedent elsewhere. The Mishnah also said, Mokom sha'omru lekatzer, what is an example of that? So Tosfos explains Kegoin Birchas Peros uBirchas HaMitzvos Ein Lo Laharich. Birchas HaMitzvos, where we say before the performance of mitzvos we say Asher Kishon Mitzvos Avanu. So that is a short text. So in a case like that, like Birchas HaPeros uBirchas HaMitzvos, one is not allowed to elongate it, and likewise the other way around. Continuing on Omid Beis, Yud Aleph Omid Beis at the top, for Rabbonon Amri Ahavas Oilam. There was a machlokis in the Gemara as to what the nusach of the second bracha of the morning of the pre-Kriyashma morning recitation shall be. We saw the first opinion was Avo Rabo, and the Rabbanan said that the second bracha before Kriya Shema in the morning is Avas Oilom. Tosfos says Hilkoch Tokinu Lomar B'Shachris Avo Rabo U'Be'Arvis Avas Oilom. So the practice of Ashkenazic Jewry is in the morning we say Avo Rabo, and in the evening the second pre-Kriya Shema bracha is Avas Oilom. The next Tosfos, Shikvar Niftar Ba'avo Rabo, here the Gemara had mentioned that if one did not learn in the morning early, but rather the first thing he did was he said Kriya Shema with its brachas, and then afterwards sets about to learn, he doesn't need to say Birchas HaTorah, because the text of Avo Rabo exempts him from that. Shekvar niftar ba'avo rabo. Ad hilkoch nimru lekulu. That means that Tosis is going to deal with this whole topic of Birchas HaTorah, which goes down till the point in the Gemara that says that you should say all of the suggested texts that were suggested in the Gemara. We say them all. B'Yushalmi, yesh, ha, in the Yushalmi, it says, ha, di amrinon shikvar nifta b'avo rabo. The idea that Avo Rabo is a means of exempting one from Birchas HaTorah, Pirush Shishana al Atar, Pirush Le'Altar. The Rishon used the expression that provided he learns Al Atar, and that means immediately. Shalomad Miyad Ba'oisimokom. That he, after saying the Avo Rabo and the davening, he sits there and that at that place, on that spot, and learns Torah immediately without interruption. V'nishal l'horav Rav Yitzchok, kagon onu, she'en onu lomdin miyad la'achar tfilas ha'shachar. Us, who do not learn immediately after the davening. People finish davening, they go home and eat, or they go right off to work. They don't sit and learn immediately. Shonu trudin, we are preoccupied. V'holchin kach below limud ad emsa hayoim o yoser. We can go half a day or even more without any learning. Amai ein onu mevorchin birchas haTorah pam acheres kishonu maschilin lumot. Why is it that we don't recite birchas haTorah a second time when we are about to sit down and learn? So as the question then is, even if someone may have recited birchas haTorah in the morning, nevertheless he doesn't learn immediately after that. There's a very big gap in time between that and his eventual study session later in the day. So why is it that he doesn't make a second Birchas HaTorah? V'heshiv ri deloy kaimalon ka'os Yerushalmi. We don't hold like that Yerushalmi that requires the immediate learning of Torah after the Avo Rabo. So that in the question that was asked was, if it's so, like the Yerushalmi, that Avo Rabo is effective in exempting you from learning Torah, from the Birchas HaTorah, that is, because Avo Rabo contains the essence of the Birchas HaTorah, the Yerushalmi though qualified it that it will work only if you learned immediately after you said the Avo Rabo. Based on this, then, the question is, what about us who don't learn immediately after Avo Rabo? Why then, later in the day, when we sit down to learn, don't we make a second Birchas HaTorah? To the re-answer, well, we don't hold like that Yerushalmi that has such a requirement of immediate learning. Hoyu u'gemora shalanu lo omroi, v'ein sorach ba'alter lumod. Our Gemara here in the Bavli doesn't make mention of this need for immediate learning. Therefore, you don't have to have immediate learning. The Oid, afilu lufi haYerushalmi, even according to Yerushalmi that was insistent on immediate learning, davko Avo Rabo, that insistence would be only in the case of the Avo Rabo, that you're relying on Avo Rabo instead of Birchas HaTorah. Then there is a need for immediate learning. The lo havi ikur bracha lebrichas haTorah, the ikur Avo Rabo lekriyashma niskan, ubishvila eino niftar mebrichas haTorah elo im yilmod miyad, v'gam lo yase hesechadas. Since the Avo Rabo wasn't established as a formal text to serve as Birchas haTorah, its formal necessity is one to serve as a brocha of Kriya Shema. Therefore, as a true, it may serve tangentially as a Birchas HaTorah, but in order for it to do that, we have the requirement of immediate learning. Avol Birchas HaShebohar Bonu U'Birchas Lasuk B'Divrei Torah Shein Ikur LeBirchas HaTorah. However, the recitation of the formal Birchas HaTorah, which were established for Torah learning, poteres kol hayom. It has the power of exempting someone all day. V'im toimar, you might ask, my shno misuka shitzorach levorech al kol suuda usuda leishe basuka. What is different about Birchas HaTorah than the brocha of Asher Kitshon and Blisso Sonu Leishe Basuka, where even though you may have made a brocha of Leishe Basuka for an early meal, if you're going to eat a later meal, you have to make the brocha again. V'yesh lomar, the shiny Torah, she'eno miyayish daito. With regard to Torah, your mind doesn't, literally means, doesn't give up on it. Namely, it's in your mind, or at least in the back of your mind, to be learning. The cholsha or the mechuyav lumod. Technically speaking, a person is obligated during all his waking hours to be studying Torah. Dichti v'gisa b'yomim v'layla. It says, and you shall preoccupy yourself with it, with Torah, day and night. Vavi kemo yoshev kol hayoyim below hefsik. And it would be, it's like sitting all day without interruption. Now, Tosis might be making a reference here to Sukkah, for example. If a person would, let us say, start a meal in the morning on Sukkahs and eat all day, he wouldn't have to make any additional bracha because he's occupied with it all day. So too with Torah, since there is an obligation to learn Torah all the time, true, we have permission to engage in other activities, but out of absolute necessity. But in theory, in principle, one is obligated to be involved with Torah all the time. Avo achila. So this last line of the Tosis, when he says v'avi kemo yoshev kol hayom b'lo hefsek, it probably is primarily a reference to a person. It's as if he's sitting and learning all day. Hence, there isn't any hefsek. Avol achila besukah yesh sha'a kavua. However, with regard to meals and the sukkah, there are fixed times so that when a person eats his meal, finishes it, that's it. Then it would be a hefsek, and therefore, when the next meal comes around, several hours later, he would have to make a new bracha. Why don't we make a bracha of using this text to sleep in the sukkah? The bracha that we make over the meal, and the text is leishev basuka, that exempts him from the need for making a bracha of sleeping in the sukkah. Inami mishum. Another explanation as to why one does not make the bracha of Lishon Basuka is Mishum Shema Lo Yishan. Maybe he won't fall asleep. Vave Brocha Levatola. And saying such a text of Asher Kitshonu B'Mesusonu Lishon Basuka, and he then doesn't fall asleep, it would be a bracha for naught. Sharei ein biyodo lishon kol shosh yirtz. It's not something in his control. It's not something like eating. Eating is something that you have control over. So there, we're not worried about you're making the bracha and then not coming to doing the mitzvah, the action. V'hoy oimer Rabbeinu Tam kishadam oimed mi mitaso balayla lilmoid. If a person arises from his bed in the middle of the night to learn, she'ein tzorach levorich birchas haTorah. He doesn't have to make Birchas HaTorah Mitnesha. Birchas HaTorah Shel Esmol Shachris Poteres Ad Shachris Acheres. Rabbeinu Tam was of the opinion that the Birchas HaTorah that one makes in the morning lasts till the next morning. Velo Nehira, but Tosfos himself doesn't accept that. Says that doesn't appear to be the case. In other words, according to Tosfos, if someone, as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam, if someone made Birchas HaTorah in the morning, if he went to bed and woke up in the middle of the night, he would have to make another Birchas HaTorah. Vatzorfatim Nohagu, the French Jewish population practiced Lomar Psukim de Birchas Kehanim. V'gam elu dvorim sheinam shiur shehi mishnah. This is a practice that many of us actually do to this day. That after we say the brocha of Asher Bocha Bonu mikol amim, brocha Hashem noisei na Torah, we then say the three psukim that constitute the Birkas Kohanim, and also the Mishnah in Peah Elu Dvarim Shein Lam Shiur, which is a Mishnah, and the Elu Dvarim Sheodom Oichel Peroseim Bechulei Shehi Meimra, that's found in Masechet Shabbos. Why do we do this? Mitnei Hayushalmi Deboi Shiyumot Alatar, because of the Yerushalmi's expectation of immediate learning following the Birkas HaTorah. It is true that the Yerushalmi that we saw above spoke about this idea of immediate learning in the context of Ava Rabba. The question of how broad does that requirement of immediacy apply in the eyes of Yerushalmi and with regard to what, that was part of the discussion above in the Tosfos. But at this point, Tosfos is assuming that the Yerushalmi's requirement of immediate learning was something of a broad nature, whether it be Ava Rabba and also Birchas HaTorah, and therefore they practiced saying, actually performing Torah learning by saying these Psukim of Birchas Kehanim and the Mishnah and the Memra from Masechet Shabbos. Avol ein tzorach kamo shikosavti kfar. However, we don't require this immediate learning, and Tosfos pointed that out earlier, whether it be because our Shas doesn't mention it, or because the whole concept of immediate learning would be limited to the Ava Rabba in the best case. Hochi Garsino, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamalami Tur Lamo Yisrael. That is the girsa that we have as far as the closing bracha of the Vaharevna section. We should not have that as our text. Lamdeni chukecha shein zu brocha elo bakosha shalmar David. Lamdeni chukecha is not a text that reflects a praise of the Almighty, but rather a request of David HaMelech to the Almighty. Teach me your laws, your teachings. And we want in our brocha to reflect something of a praiseworthy nature as opposed to a request. Ubirchas Kohanim. This is a quote from the Mishnah in Tomid, which spoke about the Kohanim in the middle of their Korban Tomid activity. They took a break, so to speak, when the Evorim were on the ramp. They went to the Lishkas Agozes and did what's said in the source. Amongst the things they said, it says, Ubirkas Kohanim. However, the Ein Ze Duchan. This is not the formal, what we call Duchanin. Duchan literally is a platform on which the Kohanim stood when they raised their arms to bless the people. This reference to Birkas Kohanim in Maseches Tomit is not that. Sharei lo hoyu oindin leduchan, they didn't go to the platform to bless the people. Ad la'achar haktoros emurim, until after the offering on the altar of the innards. Damrina b'tainis, in Maseches Tainis, the Mishnah says, shloisha pomim b'yoyim, hakoyenim noisin kapayim, there are four times during the year that the Kohanim do Nesias Kapayim, three times during the day. The Im Kain, if it were so that this is a reference to a formal Birkas Kohanim, Havilei Lemisni, it should have said in the Mishnah in Tainis, Arba Pomim, four times a day on those four occasions that are mentioned in the Mishnah in Tainis. And what are four times? Well, Echad Lefnei Haktoras, the Haktorah, the Achar Haktorah. In other words, where this would be a reference to an additional Birkas Kohanim, the one we're talking about here, which is before the Haktorah Seimurim, which was early in the whole procedure. Elo, Beloy Nesias Kapayim Omru Birkas Kohanim. There was a recitation of the Psukim without the raising of the arms, which constitutes the formal Birkas Kohanim. Kemo Sha'onu Omrim. Just like we say, we say in the davening when they're Elokeinu v'kev v'seinu borcheinu b'brocha ha-mishuleshes, we say the Birkas Kohanim as part of the davening, especially if you're dealing with places that are that don't have a regular daily duchening. That text nevertheless is said without a formal Birkas Kohanim taking place. The Tosfos at the top of Daf Yud Beis is relevant to the Gemara that we learned today. regarding the one bracha that they said, was it Ava Rabba or was it Yotzer Or? And the Gemara had said that if you were to say that the one bracha they said was Ava Rabba, then you wouldn't be able to conclude Ein Brachas Makvazu Azu, because it could be that they were saying the Ava Rabba when early in the morning, when the time for Yotzer Or had not yet arrived. And Tosfos says, Mishum de Lomoto Zman Yotzer Or, the Nehi de Shechita Satamid Mishamur HaShachar, granted that the morning sacrifice, the morning daily sacrifice starts from daybreak, and you're dealing with a point in time after that, because the Brocha Achas that was referred to in the Mishnah in Tamid was after they slaughtered the Tamid. Nevertheless, Pirush Rashi, Mihu Lo Habasho Lomar Yotzer Or, that dawn is still not early, is not late enough a time to warrant the saying of Yotzer Or, Kamirin Hakore Vuchule. This is a reference to another source that says that one who says Kriyashma together with the Anshe Mishmar are not even Yotze Kriyashma because it's still early. The Yochol Lizbor Habraisa Kivosikin. And the Braisa might hold like the Shita of the Vosikin. Therefore, the time of Amud HaShachar and even a little bit afterwards is still too early for the recitation of the Brocha of Yotzer Or, which is associated with the Kriyashma. So, therefore, it's quite legitimate to say that even though we're dealing with people that had already slaughtered the Tomet Shel Shachar, still, it's not late enough in the morning to warrant the recitation of Yotzer Or. Even though we're dealing with morning hours, and Or is daylight. It's still not enough daylight to warrant that recitation. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.